faithful gifts of our listeners, let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Dan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lieutenant Colonel Arthur Boyd, and we're going to ask him to tell a story of his experience on a secret mission in North Korea following the Korean War. And it's a fascinating story. You know, suddenly we have our military, and these are men, of course, that, well, they serve. But you have to understand that these people believe in America. They're willing to risk their lives for this country. And whether we always agree with the foreign policy of our government, and I would say in many instances, I do not. That in no way detracts us from the courage and the dedication of the military officers who risk their lives and many times give their lives in pursuit of preserving freedom here in America. Colonel Boyd, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Well, thank you for your kind words. I appreciate that.
Why don't you just go ahead and tell the story? We've heard it. I've heard it before, but I'm sure many of our listeners in the audience haven't. And I think it's an important story, and it's really one of those stories that I know very, very few people have. Of course, you've written a book about it. At one time, they were talking about doing a movie. Did they ever pursue that?
It's still in the works. In fact, the script is being reviewed right now, and we don't know what will come of it. Who can outguess Hollywood? I can't.
Well, under any circumstances, I hope it gets to be a motion picture. I would love to have the story out. The book is available, but why don't you tell the story tonight? Because it's a story I have heard, and I never tire hearing it. And it's certainly a story of a group of men. We don't even know who most of them were. But you tell the story.
Well, first of all, recalling the details and the facts that regarding a military operation that occurred over 52 years ago in very simple language, a pretty tough assignment. When you add some time-lapse human memory problems that erode those details and facts, recall becomes even more of a daunting task, but compound such mind problems by the absence of military records and military witness and corroborating evidence, and you immediately spiral kind of out of control, diving toward a challenge that test our own human sanity. But that being considered, what I must be about is to reveal a file that rests between my ears, mainly. It's a story relegated to memories that are recorded deep within the recess of an 86-year-old brain. It's still working, and I'm thankful for that. But such consideration is kind of valuable when you accept the task of sorting out and confirming an event that took place during the month of January 1952, what I consider to be, if I can use the expression, hell-filled military operation, which was conducted on a frozen land and one which was filled with death and horror and tale that defied any continuation of any human life. Well, just to make it short, albeit that such a truth is challenged, I have little difficulty in recalling the vivid details of the historical event that I think changed the course of human history.
And what a unique opportunity. I mean, here was certainly an operation that was going to determine what American policy was going to be as far as North Korea was concerned. And there was a lot of question at that time that certainly President Truman did not trust his own intelligence agencies. He wasn't certain the information he was going to get from them was going to be accurate. He thought it might be slanted. And so he suddenly authorized an independent intelligence gathering a program, a mission, and of course, Lieutenant Colonel Boyd, that time an Army lieutenant. Well, we'll let him tell you the story of his amazing experience.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Colonel Boyd was a brash young lieutenant serving in Germany. It was 51 or 52?
1951.
And basically, suddenly, Korean War, the question was, were we going to expand the war? Certainly, was President Truman going to expand the war and try to drive the Chinese communists out of there? If he made the wrong decision, of course, we could have had a nuclear war at that time. And so the question was, what was the real status of what was going on? And if America did expand the war, what would the Chinese communists do? And certainly, President Truman did not trust his own intelligence agencies. They wanted, of course, to suddenly expand the war and drive the Chinese communists out, as most military people, our military leaders, wanted to win the war. Well, anyway, of course, Colonel Boyd is serving at a plus job over in Europe, and you pick up the story from there.
Well, that, you know, you've got to look at the historical side of this thing. That bloody conflict commenced before sunrise on the 25th of June, 1950. That's when the North Korean army hit South Korea, the South Korean area, with all that they had. They were pumped up by the sound of blaring bugles, and they poured across the 38th parallel, which was an artificial boundary that separated the two Koreas. They were unprepared, and poorly trained South Korean military fled from that onslaught, and they took off when the North Korean came across. Everybody was stunned up in the Pentagon when they learned of that invasion, and reports reveal that we were outnumbered, outgunned. But no one knew exactly how many, who, what are we up against here? And there was a pretty bad situation within the ranks of the intelligence people. World War II had ended, and a lot of the intelligence gathering people we had of World War II had long since no longer were in that particular arena. So President Truman had to find out, and one way to find out is to put people on the ground, boots on the ground, and that's where we came in. It was not an easy thing. Military minds went to work, and they put together a plan where it would take 10 Americans and 66 nationalist Chinese into the depth of North Korea on a fake military convoy, which appeared to be a convoy that would be crossing from east to west on the North Korean peninsula. And we were posing as downed American airmen, and the balance of that convoy were the people that had us as captives. We were under their control. But the truth is, as we crossed that peninsula, we gathered intelligence from people that had been inserted into North Korea much earlier, over a year or so, and they had accumulated the information which told the president quite straight, you're facing hundreds of thousands of people. You're facing a Soviet buildup of aircraft that is supporting. There are Soviet tanks. You have an impossible situation going on here. And, if you push this thing too far, it could turn into a third world war. So that's the crux of the whole thing. We gathered that information. And I was, as I said, I was a young lieutenant, but I was a qualified high-speed radio operator. And I was able to transmit out information that was provided by those people that had been there and collected that information. That information then was flown back to the States and right into the hands of the president. The president knew very well that he couldn't go any further with this. If he did, we're going to have a large war, a war that may very well end up with a nuclear holocaust. That's the whole thing in a nutshell.
Chris, basically you were picked out of all the officers. I mean, they specifically picked you because you were one of the few officers who is really proficient as far as the use of the radio equipment and Morse code and transmission. Wasn't that why you were picked?
That's right. You hit it on the head. They selected me. I didn't select them.
And so basically, how did they approach you to get you to go? I mean, did they order you to go, or was this a volunteer situation?
Well, I happened to be serving in Bavaria with a signal battalion. And the first thing I knew is I got this interview from a Colonel George Brown that was from the Pentagon. And he laid it out on the line. This is what's going on in Korea. And this is what we need. We need to know all about the enemy. We need information. And this is an operation which we've set up to acquire that information and to get it out of that area and give it to the president so he can make a decision. Because if Truman had made a brash decision or a decision not based upon fact, we could have very easily been in a war over our heads, which, as I said earlier, could have cost the lives of millions, because that would have spread beyond the Korean border. It was not easy.
All right, fine. Well, then you actually had a choice whether to go or not, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Here you have a young Army lieutenant that he's starting out the military career, and he has an opportunity to do that. And I was weighing the fact that, this is dangerous. I may not come back. The danger was laid on the line. Brown simply stated out front, look, you have less than even chance of living through this thing. And, you know, this is an opportunity to serve your country, and it's an opportunity for you to expand your value as an officer. So, you know, I bit into that real good and volunteered. And I would not have gone on that mission had I not volunteered, because it was every man, all the 10 men, the 10 Americans on the mission were volunteers. They said, yep, I'll go. Send me.
All right, and basically, of course, then, what did they do? They brought you into the east coast of the Korean, of North Korea, on a submarine. Is that how it worked?
Yes, we had staging in Camp Drake, Japan. And that staging was kind of a prelude of what we needed to know. And it was a very brief staging, because everybody that went into that knew their job. They were proficient of it. They just had to put together and make sure that everyone fit into the plan. And that staging took place. After the staging, we were put on a submarine, which crossed the Sea of Japan to just beyond the 30th parallel of North Korea. We landed, and there we were joined by the 66th Nationalist, catch this, Nationalist Chinese troops. They weren't Korean troops. They were nationalist Chinese.
And basically, they were opposing those as communist Chinese.
That's right. Absolutely. They were, and they were manning a convoy. The convoy consisted of two Soviet T-34 tanks, two converted American half-tracks, three recon vehicles, and four wheel vehicles, total load vehicles. That was the convoy. And of course, we were supposedly a captured American. We had gone down in a B-29 over North Korea and had been captured, and then we would be transported across Korea to the Yellow Sea, and from there we would go and be transported across the Yellow Sea to inland China and become prisoners. That was the guise that we were under. It was kind of a far out plan, but it was so far out it worked. It fooled a lot of people. And so there we were, you know, members of that convoy, and the messages would come in to me. They would come in the language of Chinese or Korean. We had two CIA agents. One was proficient and spoke read Chinese fluently. The other one was a Korean specialist linguist, and those two were able to take the messages that we were receiving from the spies that had gathered the information. They would take that and put it into a format for transmission, and that's my job. They handed it to me, and it was in clear text English, but they had told it precisely what we were facing, what the enemy was all about.
And basically then, weren't you actually, as you were traveling, certainly people then who were already spies there were coming and meeting your convoy and getting the information to you. This was how they were getting the information from the spies in North Korea. Is that right?
That's right. We'll be getting the spies that had been inserted into Korea. They were there a good 6 months, some longer. And they had infiltrated into the communist units, into both the Chinese and into the Korean units. they appeared to be regulars within the enemy. And while we were there, they were able to gather all the information they needed. And I was blown away by what I transmitted out. The readiness of the enemy was tip-top. They were ready to fight a war and fight it well.
You're speaking now of both the North Korean communists and, of course, the Chinese communist troops. Is that right?
That's true. That's true. And so that was my job. And I, of course, before I transmitted that, I had to put it into an encrypted language to encrypt And then of course, it was sent out five-letter code and to an aircraft which was orbiting over either the South Korea or the Sea of Japan.
Hold that thought, and because this is on a daily basis, they're getting the things out, they're waiting for them in Washington.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically what happened, of course, it was 10 Americans, and then, of course, there's 66 nationalist Chinese posing as communist Chinese, and they kept a couple of tanks and the trucks and half tracks, and basically, of course, they're traveling at nighttime, they're during the day. Why suddenly they sit back under camouflage and Lieutenant Boyd, he was a lieutenant at that time, a is transmitting the information. And basically, so things work fairly well for some days, 4 or 5 days. And then, of course, the North Koreans, Chinese communists, figure out suddenly that this is not what it's purported to be. It's not simply a military operation transporting American troops across the Korean Peninsula so they can be shipped to China. But it's some sort of an intelligence gathering operation. So what happens at that time when the enemy actually determined that suddenly that you were certainly not what you're purported to be, that your unit was actually involved in intelligence gathering? Do you think the Chinese had really knew what you were doing?
Yes. There's no doubt about what they had concluded as to what had happened and what was going on. My buddies on the mission, there was Bill Robbins, who was the pilot, and Sam Puller, the co-pilot, and two CIA guys. As far as I know, they were all killed because when we came under fire of three Soviet tanks, three T-34s, and they were using automatic fire and of course, the main weapon. And they just simply riddled that convoy and blew everything apart. We had no chance. And the two tanks that we had apparently took rounds early in the conflict, and they were disabled and blown up. So we had no defense at all. And everyone died except the three of us that got out. And
how were you able to get out? How were you able to escape?
Well,
hide or what?
Yeah, we were in a half track, the lead half track, and it rolled into a kind of a ditch. And when it did, we were able to get out of there. And after we'd gotten out, we made it up in through the ditch and out of the convoy. We were fortunate. Smoke from a burning T-34 tank, one of our own tanks, was our cover. It allowed us to get out of there and take off. And so the three of us made up, but the two fellows that were with me, Jim Pearson, had a bad concussion. His head must have banged against the inside of of that half track. And then, of course, Tom Capeman. Tom Capeman was one of the frogmen that he had a head around, which practically took off a good part of his left shoulder, right down to almost to the bone. And they were severely wounded, but they were still able to make it. They were able to go under their own power. We were able to escape from that convoy, which was burning and blowing up and all the stuff falling around us. And crossed over and spent the next number of hours going from where the convoy was hit to the Yellow Sea.
How far were you from the Yellow Sea at that time?
30 miles.
Okay, about 30 miles. So you had to move a fair distance. Then
that's right. Two very wounded men. I had a wound in my left leg, but I was able to stop the bleeding and keep on going. But the other two fellows, they were in very, very bad shape by the time we reached the sea.
All right, fine. And now, along the way, as I remember, you actually did encounter a Chinese
patrol.
Patrol, and basically, you actually had to kill the people there, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And basically, in wartime, you have to do terrible, terrible things. But certainly, this is the way it is. And certainly, they were able to. I think there were at least three people in the patrol that. Colonel Boyd actually had to kill, and then of course they were able to get to the Yellow Sea and try to get picked up.
Agreeing that miracle itself really is a miracle. Miracle products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today.
after you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, the 66 nationalist Chinese are dead. 7 of the 10 Americans are dead. All 3 Americans survived. Actually, are wounded, but Colonel Boyd was the least wounded. He had a wound in his leg. He has to actually help the other 2 as they move the 30 miles towards the Yellow Sea, the coast of the Yellow Sea. They encounter a communist patrol, and they have to, Colonel Boyd, it's either them or him. He goes ahead and has to kill them. And of course, they get over to the coast. Now, do you have a website? Actually, we carry the book. If anybody's out there in the listening audience, I would like to get the book, Operation Broken Reed. It is fascinating reading, an important part of history, something that was actually suppressed for many years. It wasn't until suddenly the statute of limitations had expired 50 years when Colonel Boyd was actually able to write the book, and so we do carry the book. It's an important book. If you have a question or comment for him, go right ahead. But basically, of course, you get over to the Yellow Sea, and then what happens? You're certainly there on the beach. Do you have some means of communicating with the Americans? How do you get picked up?
Well, before we get to the Yellow Sea, you mentioned the fact that I was forced to kill those 5 young Chinese men with I was carrying a Browning automatic rifle that I was able to get from the convoy before I left. But there was one young man that was trying to get up. He was bleeding from his mouth, and haunted by memories to this day. I held that young man in my arms. He was gasping air through blood that was bubbling from his mouth. And he kept repeating in Chinese words, yin lin ni. Well, later I learned that phrase translated to, I forgive you. I just shot that young soldier, a young Chinese soldier, and his dying breath, he forgave me. Well, the mission was over. And, of course, it was then our evacuation. We were extracted by an Air Force helicopter.
How did you contact the helicopter? Did you have some means of communicating with them?
Well, what happened is we had a flashing light which had been carried in the case that would flash a light out to sea, and there was a British frigate, and we believe it was the HMS Cardigan Bay. Now, British frigate picked up the light flashing, and called in the rescue. Rescue was an Air Force helicopter which came in at water level, just right from the sea itself, banked and plucked us off of that ledge. We were flown then to an American airfield in South Korea. And at that time, my buddies Jim Pearson and Tom Capeman were fighting for the life. And I kind of tearfully bid them farewell at a Mobile Army Surgical Hospital triage unit. And I seriously doubt, possibly never know, if they recovered from their wounds. I was prohibited from making contact with them under the rules of the mission. I didn't know them personally before the mission. I never knew their real names. Never. I only knew them as wonderful men. Men that gave it all that they had. And that's the tough part of it. You know, you really get close to people like that. And so they must have died. I was not informed of what had happened after the mission. I was simply flown back to Japan.
And of course, it may well be that Colonel Boyd was the only survivor of the mission, but suddenly our military is doing things like this all the time. Brave men, certainly believing that they are working for the best interests of our country, men who love America, who love freedom, and we are indebted to them for what they do. Now, Mr. Colonel, apparently we do not carry your book. My wife had said that the book now is certainly only available in Kindle. Is that correct, or do you have any copies of it?
It's out of print. I have a few copies that I'm holding on to. I don't know why they didn't do a reprint or on it, but they chose not to at this time. I suppose if they had a heavy enough demand, it would be. It's not what you'd call a bestseller. It's a war book, and some of the war books just they don't have a market that you know that would be a good market for them.
Well, is it available on Kindle? In other words, is it available?
Yes, it would be. They can get that through the internet.
All right, fine. And then that would be Operation Broken Reed?
Operation Broken Reed.
Okay, fine. So you could probably go to Amazon and get it that way.
Absolutely. That's a good source to get it through.
Now, do you have a website at all or anything you'd like to get out?
Well, I'd rather keep my website confidential because I started out by giving website out, and I started getting an awful lot of trash mail. I'm sorry about that, but you just get loaded down with a lot of stuff that people really shouldn't write.
Well, we have the same problem as well. Certainly 100-150 emails every day, most of which I don't even look at. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Colonel Boyd, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And so what did the military tell you at the end of the operation? Of course, basically the message that you delivered was that certainly they should not expand the war, because, of course, if they did expand the war at that time, it would need to a nuclear confrontation. Was that basically the message you were transmitting back to Washington, D.C.?
Well, the messages convinced the president that close down the war. That's when we went to Panmunjom. That's when, the negotiations started out. By the way, that war never ended. It's still a war. It's still carried as a war. It's not over, officially, military-wise. After 47 years of silence, I told my wife, Dell, about the mission. I wasn't able to tell anyone about the mission for 47 years. I was ordered to keep it silent, and I carried out that order. She discovered when I told her, she discovered why I frequently experienced short episodes of withdrawal, and she came to know the source of my mental anguish that drove me to thrash about and sometimes call out my sleep. And almost a half century passed before Nell understood what caused me to duck or bolt at any sudden movement or noise, and why I would often shed tears for no good reason. But doubtless, one of the greatest gifts has been 200 hours of vet center counseling. 200 hours of counseling. And they've equipped me with the strategy to cope and to effectively deal with the unwelcome flashbacks and nightmares that still to this day come. It's a tough lesson to accept that I will never fully recover from what has become known as what they call post-traumatic stress disorder. But I'm grateful that I now have some tools that I can work on.
Well, I think, of course, one of the most important things is I know you're a Christian, coming from a Christian point of view. And basically, of course, with a relationship with Christ, at least we can face the things, even though they're horrible and war is hell. And certainly, I wish there would never be another war, but I fear there will be.
Well, I attended the Bethel Theological Seminary 4 years and was got my Master of Divinity and became a hospital and institutional chaplain. I was able to minister to a lot of men that were coming back from war zones, and so I was pleased to do that. That you're right. Without the Lord, I would have taken my own life twice. I had a .357 Magnum pressed against my skull, but then I was reminded that I don't belong to me. I belong to the Lord. And I put the weapon down, and one time I had to trot out to the Veterans Hospital for 30 days, and I couldn't tell them anything about what was going on in my head, but at least I was there, and I was safe. it's something that only those that have faced it can truly understand it.
Well, did the military ever acknowledge what had happened to you in any way, shape, or form?
No, it still remained classified. However, I have written over 200 letters to different military headquarters and organizations and individuals. And no one has denied that the mission took place. Carried as one of those things that is classified will currently remain classified within the annals of some file somewhere. And I went to the CIA, and the CIA simply said, we cannot confirm nor deny that the mission did or did not take place. And, you know, you settle with that. But I do have the memories, and I do recall, and I'm still alive.
Well, my telephone number, if you have a question for Colonel Boyd, that's the name. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, here is 66 of Sydney of the Nationalist Chinese and 9 other Americans, probably all dead. Certainly the lone survivor or maybe one of the others that survived. There's just no way to know. But this is an amazing story. And basically, they are working in Hollywood to actually put this into a motion picture. Who is talking about actually producing the motion picture, do you know?
It's an independent writer that has tackled the job of getting it done, and he's seeing the studios, he's being interviewed, and I just got an email from him yesterday that it's an ongoing process. I don't know how Hollywood works, but that's understandable that they want to check out these things and validate or do what they can with it. I don't know. But it's a story, I think, that the world needs to know because 76 men, I think, were instrumental in shutting down a war that could have very well been an atomic war. Cities such as New York and Moscow and lots of other big places would no doubt be nothing but a pile of rubble and atomic dust.
And I think that people understand war is a terrible thing. When you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. And the great tragedy is today is a lot of people take this idea very lightly. I mean, here we're having a confrontation over in the Ukraine today, and most people, it's sort of ho-hum, you know. But you don't understand that one thing gets started, you never know how they're going to end up. Well, let's quickly go to...
Till I requested discharge.
Okay, well, let's go to Barbara calling from Aptos. Hi, Barbara. You have a question or comment?
I just have a quick comment. I don't mean to interrupt Colonel Boyd. It's just wonderful to hear him back on the program again. But for those people who have not had a chance to read his book, I would truly, you know, say please get it on Kindle and read it. It's one of the most unforgettable books you will ever read to give you an understanding of what it was like. And it's something I felt like I was there when I read the book, and it has never gone away. It is just one of the most amazing books I think I have ever read, and is one of my absolute favorites. Thank you so much, Colonel Boyd, for everything you've done.
Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. That was Barbara calling, and for those of you who don't suspect, that was my wife and Sydney. But we carried the book for a long time, as long as it was in print. But books, I think important books, for one reason or another, is simply go out of print, and they're hard to get. You probably could get this on Amazon, Sydney, maybe a used copy, and this is certainly many times what we do, is we'll actually carry used copies of books that you can't get through regular channels. But it's an important story. It's an important story of heroism, and the 66 nationalist Chinese, and suddenly almost all, probably all of the Americans other than Colonel Boyd died. But of course, at least these heroic men played a part in suddenly encouraging our leaders to go to the negotiating table. And even though the war has never really ended, at least it did not result in a nuclear confrontation. Now, that was then. This is now. My concern is something terrible really could happen. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, you enjoy the interview with Colonel Boyd. I've heard this story before, but I always thrill suddenly when I hear it again. I hear it's a story of true heroism, and our military do believe in America, and they fight for America. Whether we agree certainly with the policies of our leaders and the Brotherhood of Darkness, it is not, has no way reflects upon the bravery of the people who serve with Colonel Boyd and the bravery of the people who are fighting in Iraq and certainly in Afghanistan today. But understand that we do have the other forces out there. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you really need to get that to really understand what is really taking place today. If you haven't suddenly got our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. We do hope many of you want to get the 4-CD set on the supernatural, or certainly the 4-CD set, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow by Constance Cumby, to understand the forces behind this move towards the one world government, the one world economic system, the one world religion, and the organized, orchestrated effort to destroy Christianity in the United States today. And what's happening, I want you to understand, is not happening by accident. Those of you who did not hear my afternoon program with Dr. Catherine Albrecht this afternoon, why suddenly get onto the internet and listen to that program. It was great as we discussed not only what is taking place politically, but what is taking place spiritually as we move towards a situation where everybody will be numbered and everybody will be electronically monitored, and every item and every animal and every person in the entire world will certainly have a chip, and no man will buy or sell unless they wear the mark of the beast to be known by the number of his name, and that number is 666. So basically, we hope that you'll want to get the information. We hope that you'll understand that, though certainly we're dealing with political ideas, but behind that are powerful spiritual forces that are energizing everything that's going on. We're moving into a crisis situation economically. We're moving into a crisis situation in the Middle East. I don't know how it's going to play out. A war between the Shia and the Sunni Muslims, a war between Iran and certainly Israel. A war between the Crimea and the Ukraine. I don't know how it's going to turn out. We hear just today that the Ukraine is going to be holding military exercises with the United States and Great Britain. Why would the Ukraine be holding military exercises with the United States and Great Britain? Why are we concerned with what's going on in Ukraine? When, of course, we have a whole country collapsing around us and the moral fabric of our society is being systematically destroyed. And basically, they're teaching homosexuality to children in the kindergarten and telling them it's perfectly normal. And we're worried about what's going on in the Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad, but it's really not gone mad. There are powerful spiritual forces. There is a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And of course, the battle is being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And most people don't understand the spiritual component of what's going on, which is why you need to get our material. You need to go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can actually watch our DVDs. And if you haven't seen The Forbidden Secret or some of the other DVDs, we have all sorts of DVDs up there. You can watch free of charge. We actually have all sorts of radio programs you can listen to 4 hours a day live, 24 hours a day archived. You can read our excellent newsletters going back for the better part of 20 years. But then, of course, we have this new section up there. It's items around the net. It's right below the blue bladders. And we post something there new every day, things that we think you need to know. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, for our leaders, our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan Back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And Melody has been with us, certainly helping to support Radio Liberty for about 9 years now, and I feel very, very comfortable certainly recommending Melody to our listeners. We have had, down through the years, a number of various people who advertised with us, and at least on two occasions, I've had to call them and just tell them, I'm sorry, we can no longer carry your advertisements, because, of course, for one reason or another, they were not taking good care of certainly of our listeners. They were either suddenly not delivering what they promised, they were overcharging, or suddenly they were not delivering on time. They'd get the money and then they'd wait 3 or 4 months before coming up with the product. And basically that it really isn't fair. And so basically, of course, with us right now is Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, why don't you tell us what's going on? Because I see the price of gold plummeting, you know, after just last week it was doing so well. And now it's just, it looks like a big stone. And suddenly, is this all manipulation?
Well, I think part of it is. And I just think we're having a knee-jerk reaction to, it seems like everyone thinks that the situation between Russia and Ukraine is over. Gold started the year slowly moving to the upside, a couple dollars every day, and it would just seem like on a steady course of increasing in price. And then we had the situation with Russia and Ukraine, and you've seen it move, you know, significantly higher over a couple day period time frame. And I think a lot of that war premium is coming out of gold, but I think the real fundamentals that move gold from the beginning of the year is still there. So I think with the federal with the FOMC meeting coming out today, and again bringing back the TARP another $10 billion, I think this was all sort of a knee-jerk reaction. It brought the dollar back to 80, and that was holding below 80 for over a week period. So they had to bring that dollar back a little bit. So yes, I do believe there was manipulation in the various markets. They need the dollar to show a little bit of strength, but I think the whole system is weak. And I don't believe anything that happens in just a day or two in trading for gold and silver should be a sign of what the future holds for either metal. Fundamentals are intact, haven't changed since they took us off the gold standard. The fundamentals for gold and silver were higher prices, and there really isn't anything else to preserve your purchasing power other than those two metals.
And I think you're absolutely right. I think most people really don't understand the monetary system. I think there's been a conscious effort to confuse people about how the monetary system works. But down through the ages, gold and silver have certainly been stable. And fiat money systems have always eventually collapsed. There's never been one fiat money system for thousands of years that's not collapsed. And this one looks to me that it's on the verge of it. And certainly I'm not simply just saying that I'm not a I'm a retired orthopedist. But when I read people like Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of the Trilateral Commission, writing in Time magazine on May 13th, 2013, that's May 13th, 2013, Richard Haass writing in Time magazine saying that the monetary system we have is in real trouble. It's not a matter of if, but when this whole thing is going to collapse and it's going to turn out badly. His words, not mine. I think we should be concerned, and you should be concerned. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295, our guest, Melody Cederstrom. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I think one of the biggest things, certainly, was the announcement by the Federal Reserve System that they were going to cut, certainly, another $10 trillion from what the Fed was doing. Now, you have to understand, the Fed has been artificially creating money. when suddenly a few years ago, a wife, Chris, the Fed had about, there was about 800 billion dollars in circulation. This, in other words, $800 billion, and the Fed has actually massively increased that to over $4 trillion. We would certainly then multiply that many times, certainly through the miracle of fractional reserve banking. But of course, this is not happening because the Fed is actually giving banks money, interest, paying them interest, saying, "You deposit your money with us. Don't put that money into the economy, because if you do, we're going to have runaway inflation. So for the time being, certainly park the money with us." And that's exactly what the banks are doing. But basically, of course, the whole idea is, well, the economy is doing so well, we don't have to keep pouring money into the economy. People don't understand that the Federal Reserve is a privately owned bank. Everything is manipulated by this small little elite group. And the way that they stimulate the economy is certainly they put more money into circulation. That's what they're doing, certainly, with the so-called quantitative easing. And then they manipulate the interest rates. They manipulate the interest rates down. It makes it easier to borrow money, and suddenly, and they have the very, very low interest rates. In fact, the bank can borrow for almost nothing, but the interest rate, even for people who are borrowing a home, is 3.5%, something like that. And this really should be stimulating the economy. It should be booming with all the money they poured in, $4 trillion. And then, of course, with the low interest rates, it's not doing that. And I think that they are actually cutting back because they realize that they've sort of run out of options, but they keep doing what they're doing. They're going to destroy the whole system. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, they are going to destroy a system that's already been destroyed by a fiat currency. And, you know, every time they pull back on their quantitative easing, they just create another program. They tag a different name onto it, and they still continue to do what needs to be done and to keep the system floating. I mean, you have Japan putting in trillions of dollars into their economies. The economies are only expanding due to the trillions of dollars that are putting into the market. Once that money is pulled back, it only makes sense that the economies are going to fall back also. And certainly the degree of the economy, they talk about a recovery in the economy, but it certainly isn't what it was. And it can't support the economy. I mean, our economy basically can't support the economy. We don't have the consumers. When you have two-thirds of the economy based on consumption, I mean, it can't be sustained. We don't have the incomes. We don't have the jobs. Jobs are not coming back into this country. High-paying jobs are not in this country. Not when you have service jobs and waitress jobs and fast food restaurants, the McDonald's and so forth, the hamburger joints. So, no, I mean, it isn't. It's changing. Our economies are changing. Lifestyles are changing. And certainly the lifestyles are not improving. They're decreasing. We're losing our standard of living. We're adjusting. And, you know, it's sort of like the old frog in the boiling water. You do it gradually, and people don't even realize what's happening to them. They don't realize that our economy is dying and that we're taking less and less. We're buying all these cheap trinkets from China. We continue to do it. You know, we were talking about communism today, but yet people still support a communist nation like China. So it's not a balanced world, and I believe nations across this country are positioning themselves because they understand what's happening. And a lot of these countries can control it. Once you have, if you have Russia beginning to dump their dollars, when you look at a fiat currency, the only thing that supports it is confidence. And that would be a trickle-down effect. It'd be the first domino. And you see the rest of the nations of the world beginning to unload their dollars also.
And basically, Chris, I'm not certain what this whole thing in the Ukraine is about, but I do know one thing, and that is that the whole thing is contrived. Now, basically, of course, the United States had actually invested $5 billion to destabilize the Ukraine, to overthrow the democratically elected government, and whether you like Yanukovych or not, he was the democratically elected president of the Ukraine. He was elected elected in 2010, and we overthrew him. We actually financed the demonstrations against him, and then somebody gave the order for the police and the military to pull back and topple the government there. I don't know who did that, but it's totally illogical that this should have happened, but this is what happened. And now, of course, we've got the conflict over there. Is this going to be used as to somehow justify a financial crisis? Suddenly America begins to take action against Russia. Russia can begin to dump its bonds. Basically, we're saying, well, we're going to put sanctions on Russia. What happens if Russia puts sanctions on the United States? We've got all sorts of large major factories over there. Boeing has big plants there. Ford has big plants in Russia. And they simply seize those in reprisal. Basically, of course, the Russian banks have borrowed an awful lot of money from American banks. What happens if the Russians say, well, we're just not going to pay the money back. You put sanctions on us. I think that, Sydney, we would have a lot more to lose than the Russians would. And not only that, but they have the Chinese communists behind them. They probably have the Indians behind them. They probably have Brazil behind them. And who do we have behind America? I think a lot of countries are going along because, of course, they're afraid to buck us. But I really fear that there's going to be some very, very serious complications coming down the line. Whether this is what it's all about, I don't know. But I do know one thing, and that is the current crisis that we have in the Middle East is all contrived. What it's for, whether it's a prelude to a war, but it's a prelude to certainly economic problems, or certainly we're just going to have to wait and see. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment about what's going on, why Melody Cedarstrom's on the front lines of this battle, and how long have you been selling gold and silver now, Melody?
19 years.
Oh, boy, that's almost a half a lifetime.
I know. I think about, I was only so many years old at that point in time. I'm 20 years older, too, Dr. Stan.
Right, I know. Well, anyway, basically, of course. Now, basically, what do you tell people when they call you and ask, what should I be doing, and what do you tell them?
A lot of our clients understand that there's a problem, and they want to do what they have to do in order to preserve their retirement and their funds and their purchasing power. And so we just ask a little bit about themselves, their age, what their intentions are, what their objectives are when they're purchasing gold and silver. Are they looking to preserve their wealth? Do they have substantial funds in order to that they want to protect? Or are they just looking for maybe a little bit smaller budget in order just to have something in case they need to use it locally in their local commerce if something happens, if things are disrupted? So we try to find out where they're at. What would be suitable for them? Would it be gold and silver? Would it be gold? Is it silver or a mixture? And as a rule of thumb, we start folks out to think about their purchases at 80% gold, 20% silver. As the price of silver rises, of course, we increase that percentage of silver, due to the price. And again, that's adjustable. I think if anyone prefers to have more silver, that's great. But it's education that leads them to understand why they need gold and why they need silver. We look to gold as the savings account and silver as the checking account. Silver can be a little bit more volatile, certainly at the price of $20.71. Its upside potential is certainly greater than gold percentage-wise, but yet they each have their own fundamental reasons why you buy gold and silver, and that's what I always stick to. Someone called me today to talk about the 16-to-1 ratio of silver and gold, and that's why everybody prefers silver over gold. And I don't view that as the reason why I buy silver and why I buy gold. I look at that as a historic number, and I think the world is different today, and I don't think those numbers apply. That doesn't mean silver is not a bad purchase at this point in time. It's going to do great, and people should buy it on the fundamentals. And the fundamentals just aren't as exciting, perhaps. Maybe they're not as sexy, perhaps, as the promises of extreme wealth purchasing silver at these lower levels. But the fundamentals are the truth, and you have to understand them in order to know what you're buying and how it will react in the future. If you don't understand the fundamentals, if you have pullbacks in gold and silver, like we've seen since last April, then you get a little, you know, you get a little dissatisfied with the way your portfolio is performing, and then you'll have a tendency to sell it. And that's the last thing that you want to do.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But basically, of course, Sophie, gold is a very convenient way to store wealth. But of course, certainly if you want to buy a loaf of bread or suddenly a couple of loaves of bread, well, you're going to have a hard time doing that with gold because it's so valuable. Whereas as Melody points out, gold is for your savings. And silver is for your checking account or for actually purchasing things. And you can certainly, if you have silver dimes or silver quarters, you can buy the things that you would need. Whereas, of course, it's pretty hard to chop up a gold coin. Would that be a fairly accurate appraisal, Melody?
Absolutely.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We are entering into some very, very difficult times. The Chinese economy is contracting. You're not hearing about it, but they're having real trouble exporting things. The same thing is happening throughout so much of the world. Europe is certainly, especially Southern Europe, on the edge of all sorts of problems. And now we're talking about imposing sanctions on Europe from
cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Cynthia's Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And as you look and see what's happening over there in the Ukraine, it really doesn't make sense. The United States government overthrows the pro-communist government of the Ukraine, democratically elected, headed by a fellow named Yukanovich, and replaces it with a Nazi movement. Why would we overthrow a communist, pro-communist, and suddenly replace it with a pro-Nazi movement? They've got swastikas, and they're giving the Nazi salute. It doesn't make sense. And so now you got a choice between, Nazis that control the Ukraine and the communists that control the Crimea. And now, of course, we're saying, well, my goodness, Europe's going to have to put sanctions on to Russia. And basically, of course, then Europe is going to have to quit buying oil and natural gas from Russia. Well, suddenly Germany is getting 35% of its natural gas from Russia, and suddenly England's getting 25% of it. The countries of Europe are getting large amounts of oil and natural gas from Russia, and they have all sorts of pipelines going across Ukraine. They talk about blowing up or blocking some of the pipelines, and then, of course, Russia's saying they're going to retaliate, they're going to cut off the gas and the oil to the Ukraine, and basically it almost as if somebody wants to destabilize that area. All I can do is tell you that I don't understand what's happening, but if you're looking for logic, nothing going on over there makes sense. Do you get that feeling, Melody, as you read about what's going on?
Nothing really makes sense. You know, the old wars and rumors of wars. And it doesn't make sense, but there's so many hot spots around this world. And you're right, it seems like, you know, something stirs the flame, and then they pull out, it seems like it's happened to all these countries. It seems like, you know, someone goes in there, they create the situation, they pull back, and then just allow the two sides to do what is necessary. And there's so many hot spots across this world. It's amazing that something hasn't happened a lot worse than what has occurred.
Well, Melody, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they get in touch with you, and they get your material? Because Melody puts out a newsletter, I think, about once a week on the email. How can people get in touch with you? And if you're out there across the country listening and you have a question for Melody, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Melody, how can people reach you and get in touch with you?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website is dgscoins.com. DGS for discount gold, silver coins, coins.com. And they can go on to the website. There's a mailbox where you can sign up with our weekly newsletter. And of course, they can listen to our radio programs on a daily basis, either live at 4 p.m. Eastern, or they can listen by our archive.
And basically, are your programs then on the Internet or what?
Yes, we're on shortwave.
You're on shortwave too, that's great.
We're on WWCR, WBCQ. We're also broadcasting out of Dallas, Spokane, and a couple of smaller cities across the country. So, and we have various Internet sites that they can listen to, but they can also listen from our website.
Okay, fine. So if you need any information, I'll give Melody a call. And basically what you need to do, I start, is get your financial house of cards in order. Do not suddenly get into debt. Get out of debt suddenly and realize that we're, I believe we're entering into a period of chaos and crisis. How soon? I have no idea, but I think it's coming. I think it's coming very soon. And right now we have Herman calling. Herman, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, good evening. I've heard on the news the last several days regarding the crisis in the Ukraine and are trying to bully Russia into not proceeding on their plans, that Russia could pull a lot of their assets out of the U.S. dollar. Is that a possibility? And that would cause severe repercussions over here.
What are your thoughts on that, Melody? Certainly, if Russia started simply dumping their treasury bonds, they've got about $200 billion, between $200 and $300 billion worth of treasury bonds. Couldn't that have quite an impact on the United States?
I don't think $200 billion is a lot in today's terms. However, what it sets is that first domino. And of course, we do know the backing that we believe Russia has with China and other countries, that they would begin to do the same thing. So Russia is holding the ace, and they could. And they have various assets here in this country.
Hold that thought. Give us a call if you're out there.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, the This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom. We've got Herman, who was calling in. And Herman certainly was expressing a concern about what's going on over there in Sydney, whether Sydney this could have an impact on the United States. And Sydney, Russia are beginning to sell off dollars or bonds. And so go ahead, Sydney. Melody, you were beginning to comment that Sydney, that a couple of hundred billion dollars is not that much. But of course, this might certainly foreshadow something larger. Was that more or less your thought?
Absolutely. I mean, you have China holding a great deal more. You know, if they begin to release funds and then again, it can, you know, fall down into other countries that are holding our debt, they certainly could begin to unload. So absolutely. It's very important. And we'll just have to see how it plays out. But I think this is why you'll see the U.S. back off. I think this is why you saw the dollar fall below 80 for a long period of time. It didn't really bounce back up. Today was the first day that it touched briefly above 80. And in the aftermarket, it looks like it's beginning to break down again through that number. So I think that is the reflection of that possibility. The markets are, you know, with interest rates rising, of course, that doesn't have anything to do with Russia. But Russia does play holding the cards.
Okay, basically, ladies and gentlemen, I honestly believe that this whole crisis is manipulated and managed. A lot of it just doesn't make sense unless you understand that. But remember, most certainly of what goes on today is manipulated. And right now, America is morally and financially bankrupt. And there's simply no way we're ever going to get out of the financial mess we're in today. We certainly have the real debt, American debt's well over 85, close to 90 trillion dollars, and it'll never be paid off. And we're simply borrowing from future generations so we can live well now. But if anything comes along, this whole house of cards, in my estimation, could come down. Anything else you wanted to say, Herman, before we let you go?
Well, I'd just like to remind our listeners that last year they tested out Cyprus, and where they shut down the banks, they did what was called a bail-in instead of a bail-out. They entered into people's bank accounts, siphoned off, I don't know if it was 10 or 20 or 30% and more if they were over a certain 100,000 euros or whatever. But I've read several articles that indicate that when you put your money into a bank, it is no longer your money, which at first sounds preposterous. But given the level of criminality that exists in the world, I believe they could do anything under the umbrella of a crisis. So I'd like to ask Melody, how can a small investor, Mr. Average Joe Blow American, who may not have a lot of disposable income, how can we start to buy some gold or silver and maybe even on a monthly basis? I'll take my answer on the radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Herman. You just need to pick up the phone and call us.
And how do we go? Why don't you get the telephone number and the website out one more time?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You know, I believe everyone can do something. And we don't carry any minimums here at Discount Gold and Silver. And our prices for those that are looking to buy little, they're almost the same as someone who's looking to put in $1 million. I believe everyone is the same, and that's how we do our business. So we can give you some great prices on, you do have to pay shipping, of course, but we have some great prices on Silver Eagles. You can buy 90% silver. We were having a special today, 90% silver, 50-cent pieces, a mixture of Kennedy's, Walker's, and Ben Franklin's. For $25 face value for $400. I saw some of my competitors that were selling Walkie Liberties for $13.25. Our 50-cent pieces were $8. That's a huge spread. So there's always something there for you, but you have to make the commitment to call and talk to us and see what we have. We run specials all the time. You can still buy gold. You have 1/10 ounce gold eagles you can purchase I like the $5 liberties. It just depends on what is suitable for each person. So whether you have a couple hundred dollars or whether you have a couple hundred thousand dollars, we're here to help you make the decision, or we're here to help you give you the information so that you can make the decision on what you're comfortable with purchasing.
Okay, very good. Well, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from Jersey. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Joe, did you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I'd like to share some. Let me ask you this, Dr. Sand. Is Turkey our ally? Are they part of the European Economic Bloc or whatever you want to call it? What is it, NATO? Are they part of NATO?
No, they are part of NATO. They're not part of the European Union. They've always wanted to get into the European Union, and they have been effectively blocked from getting in. But let me tell you a little bit about Turkey, because I know what's going on there. Basically, of course, there's a fellow named Gulen, G-U-L-L-E-N. And Gulen, basically is a Islamic radical. He is being funded in large part, at least I've been told, by drug money. He's very close to the CIA, which is, of course, funded with drug money. And Gulen basically was thrown out of Turkey because he was trying to overthrow the legitimate government there. And basically, he is now living in Pennsylvania under the auspices of our own CIA, trying to overthrow the moderate government of Mr. Erdogan over there and replace it with this radical Islamic movement. So basically, of course, Turkey right now is having real economic problems. Their economy is contracting. They've lost the value of their currency, has lost a lot. The country is quite unstable. If Gulen moves, they'll move into the radical Islamic camp. And we are funding this radical Islamic movement. And people say, why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, basically, these are Islamic terrorists. Why would we be funding Islamic terrorists? And it's the old adage, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a battle? That's my opinion. I hope I will answer your question as far as Turkey is concerned. But remember Gulen, G-U-L-L-E-N. He's the key to everything going on. Anything else you'd like to ask?
Well, yeah. The reason I asked you that question, Dr. Stan, is because I was listening to this fellow speak about the Russian seaport, which is in, what do they call that? The
Sebastopol. It's in the Crimea. Yeah, Sebastopol.
Yeah. Yeah, but here's the thing that he pointed out, and boy, that's strategically, that sort of like made me become aware of something here, because in order for Russia to be able to access, to get out from the Crimea area, they'd have to go through the Bosphorus Straits. Now, Turkey is in control of that. How friendly is Turkey with Russia?
I really can't answer that.
Yeah, you see the strategic location, how important that is.
You're absolutely correct. I really can't answer that. I don't think that they're going to block that at the present time. Did you have anything else you wanted to have any thoughts, Melody?
Yes. Here's the other thing, Melody, that might be worthwhile for your own particular education and knowledge. There is this fellow that I was listening to, and I brought this to your attention, Dr. Stan, that he was on the Alex Jones show. His name is, I don't remember his first name. His last name is Dent, like you dent something, you know, like a fender being dented. He got this book. It's called A Demographic Cliff, all right? And he was talking about how, like, the baby boomers now are dropping out of circulation. You know, they were the engine that really drove our United States to prosperous levels. Now, he's got that book that's called that. And you even had a guest on your show, Dr. Stan, that was talking about cash would be king. I couldn't understand that, but you know, here's what I'm beginning to understand. There's two schools of thought. There's the inflationary school of thought, and there's the deflationary or that school of thought. So it'd be interesting to see how this is all going to play out. But here's my question to both you and your guest, Dr. Stan. How did gold fare And also, these fellas that talked about that, they did say when this economic collapse does end, or starts actually, silver would be very, very more important than gold. But here's my question to the both of you. How was it during the Great Depression? How did gold fare?
All right, Billy, how did gold fare during the Great Depression?
He said a lot. I know who Terry Dent is. He writes books. And I know he has some low predictions for gold. I believe he thinks that cash is king. And where Harry Dent is wrong is during the Depression, the point he is right, cash was king. However, where he's wrong is gold was cash in those days. Gold is not, our cash today is a fiat currency. It's right. Not backed anything. During the Depression, cash was king. Today, no, gold will be king. Not the fiat currency that we have today that people call our currency. It's going to be gold and silver.
I think Melody's absolutely right, Joe. Anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I kind of think so, too. I'm not trying to discourage anybody from buying gold because I purchased some gold myself, and I got a little cash reserve in gold. But I wouldn't part with it for anybody, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm going to hang on to it, but hey, all right, so that's all I had to say.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. Let's go to Nick, who's calling us from Oregon. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Melody, one more time, get your telephone number out, and then we'll get a question from Nick from Oregon. Telephone number one more time.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Okay, fine. And our telephone number, if you'd like to call in with a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Nick calling from Oregon. What part of Oregon are you calling from, Nick?
Brookings.
How are you hearing us? Are you hearing us on the internet or a radio station?
Oh, on the internet.
Okay, very good. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, just to talk on what Joe was questioning, one comment on that is that we have a totally different situation today. You know, there's the during the Depression, they didn't have the same devices in play they have now, where they can print all the money they want, they can manipulate all the markets, they do flash trading. It's a totally different paradigm.
I think you're absolutely right.
I mean, he's Terry Dent. I heard that conversation, and you know, he's going by the old paradigm. But they have things, you know, the crash protection team and play. They have all these different tools they can use today to completely control things. And if they stop with that quantitative easing, the Dow was going to crash overnight. I mean, of course, they'll, you know, keep it up with the crash protection team, but it's going to crash. What I called in about is I've been listening to Paul Craig Roberts and Jim Willie. And according to Jim Willie, the COMEX and the London gold bankers, they're out of gold.
I think the whole monetary system is in real trouble. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I mean, I agree. I mean, and going back to the Depression, yes, things are different. And the way the reason they couldn't print the money until 1933, the reason they took us off the gold standard was so they could do all these social programs and so forth. So they couldn't. And again, then our cash was backed by gold. And I agree. I mean, I think that the COMEXs, I think these central banks, they have leased their gold, they re-leased, they leased gold they don't have. And again, I think it's going to be the biggest scandal ever. It's going to surpass the LIBOR rate scandal. And it is a matter of time before it breaks. I mean, but don't let them, they still have the power, they have a lot of control. And so I'm not sure when this will break. But it will, and because, I mean, there isn't anything real with anything, and reality does, you know, does play out. You can't change reality.
As I say, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Anything else, Nick?
Yeah, here's one for you. According to Jim Willie, I was listening to him the other day, One Chase Plaza was bought by the Chinese for $750 million,
right,
which was like half the price. Have you heard about that?
Yes, they have a massive vault down in this.
Yeah,
fifth,
it's a football field. It's a football field the size of a football field, and then there's a tunnel connecting that with the Federal Reserve vault. That vault connects, there's a tunnel that connects with the Federal Reserve Bank, its vault underground.
Nick, all sorts of things are happening. We don't understand them all, but I will tell you one thing I'm absolutely certain, and that is we're on the verge of some very major things, but I don't know how it's going to play out. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, another thing I heard was Monsanto was given control of the wheat fields in the Ukraine. That's a big breadbasket over there.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, interesting. It's all interesting. Well, very good program.
God bless. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And let's go quickly then to Mike, who's calling us from Scotts Valley. Hi, Mike. Question or comment?
Yeah, I had a quick comment and question for Melly. A couple callers back referred to Harry Dent. And Harry Dent mentioned on that broadcast, I listened to it too, that gold is in a bubble. He predicted it would be going down to, like, the, I think it was around $500 level going back, and basically encouraged people to be in assets like real estate, food, you know, things that would be like a physical exchange. My question for Melody is, he calls those that trust in gold for preserving wealth gold bugs. And he didn't really elaborate on, you know, why he thought, other than gold being in a bubble, why it wasn't a good investment. But he didn't really encourage it as an investment. And I'd like to know what he substantiates that on.
Well, I couldn't hear all what you said, but I don't believe gold is in a bubble. I mean, gold has been around for thousands of years. Wealth has to be measured against something. Gold has always been the item in which wealth has to be measured. I believe Harry Dent writes lots of books. I believe he has an agenda to sell paper investments, and you have to follow the money trail for Harry Dent. He's been wrong a lot of time over the years, and every time he's wrong, he just writes a new book and changes his theory. Now, I don't want to, you know, he's right in a lot of ways, but I think he is wrong when it comes to gold. And I think trying to preserve your wealth with gold, I don't consider, and if they call me a gold bug, that's fine. However,
hold that thought.
While the storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And this is Dr. Stan. And Melody is just saying that you want to have some 90% silver coins, you can always utilize them. Anything else you want to say, Brian, before we let you go?
Just God protect us from what's going to happen. That's all I can say.
Well, I think that's all we can do is just pray for you. Pray for his protection, for his provision. God bless him. Thanks very much. And Melody, anything you want to say before we let you go?
Oh, I mean, I think he has some good points, and I think people misunderstand when they're using gold and silver how it preserves your wealth, and you're protecting yourself against the decline of the U.S. dollar, and they will devalue the dollar, they will reset it, whether it's done by an introduction of a new currency or they continue to use the U.S. dollar. People think that when the collapse comes, it's going to happen for years and years. Well, I don't believe that. I think the collapse will be very quick, it will be very powerful, and people will lose lots of their money if they keep it in paper assets. And it really is as simple as that, as simple as that. You need to protect those. If you carry paper assets, protect it with gold. Doesn't mean you have to sell 100% of your paper assets, but protect it with gold. Use it as the insurance policy, because I'll guarantee you when those paper assets collapse, gold will perform. And all things are relative. I mean, we could have, you know, 2,500 gold, but I would rather have 2,500 gold than have paper that's valued at nothing. And even if gold would go to 500, wouldn't you rather have gold at 500 than a paper asset at zero? And gold can never go to zero.
Amen. God bless you, Melody.
God bless. Thank
you. We'll talk to you real soon. Okay, fine. That was Melody Cedarstrom. Hope you enjoyed, Melody. Well, this is the time when I certainly need to remind you, our listeners, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and basically we have four CD sets on the Federal Reserve System. We have them certainly on the monetary system. I certainly go to our website and look up the various four CD sets we have. We have that wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But of course, what we really have to understand is the spiritual component of what's going on, and that, of course, was why you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why you need certainly the four CD set, The Hidden Dangers of the Aquarian Conspiracy, a talk given by Constance Cumby, and then, of course, the 4-CD set on the supernatural. They all will help you begin to understand that we were involved in a spiritual battle being fought out in a political, ideological, cultural, and monetary battlefield. But it is primarily a spiritual battle. And there really are powerful supernatural forces out there. And we're heading into some very difficult times. America now is a post-Christian nation. Our leaders, many of them, hate Christianity. The whole function of government today and our court system is to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, which is why they took God and prayer out of our schools. And suddenly, if you remove a moral foundation from society, why should we be surprised when we see increasing violence and crime? Why should we be surprised when we find that America has more people in prison than any other country in the world, including communist China and India? And basically, this is what happens when a nation turns against God. So we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization, and we're losing that battle. If you're in a position to help finance Radio Liberty, quite frankly, we need your help so we can maintain our network of stations and of course, keep our people advised as to what's going on. And hopefully, many of them will begin preparing for what I believe are some very, very difficult times that lie ahead. So basically go to RadioLiberty.com where you can watch our DVDs, where you can listen to our radio programs, where you can read our newsletters. Go to that new spot we have just below the big banners at the top. And basically it says news around the web, something of the sort. And we post new items there on a daily basis. These are the things that I think are important for you to read, the best commentators, the best DVDs that I see, YouTubes. So it'll save you a lot of time. Just go there, and certainly we've already gone through them, and we post them there. All you have to do is click on them. The miracles of the Internet, and understand that the Internet is a dual message. Good night. God bless.
While the storm clouds gather, let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 19 March 2014. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, it is Wednesday. And it appears that spring is upon us. JD and Josh are in the studio with me today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks. Good morning.
And is it spring today or spring tomorrow? Does anybody know?
I believe it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the 20th at noon. Boy, sure doesn't look like it.